Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Adi, and we're the Pleados.
We're here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
And today we're talking about Christmas gifts.
Yeah, jazz hands. Well, it's Thanksgiving week.
It is.
So, welcome to Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
Everybody.
What a week.
Yeah.
What a week it is today.
As you're listening to this, we are...
not celebrating Thanksgiving.
No, but we're... No. As you're listening to this, I said, we're traveling to California.
We should be already there.
Yeah. Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
We should be in California visiting family.
We're Oregonians visiting Californians.
Oh, boy.
And what?
We just talk about Oregon too much on this podcast. Oh,
we talk about California too much on this podcast.
That's true, too. Anyway. Oh, yeah. We were just talking about, obviously, as you know from the title, the theme of this episode is about Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about one of our kids that we had last year. I think we've said before on the podcast, one of our like parenting strategies when we go shopping with our kids is to, when they're asking for something that we're not able to get that day, to put it on a wish list for them.
Yeah.
And to actually like either write it down or take a picture of it. And so it helps them, we think, to just feel like more heard, you know, and that we're not just dismissing what they're saying. Help. Yeah. And we got that from the book, How to Talk So Little Kids Will Listen.
What a book it is.
What a book it is. And anyway, we were talking about how this kiddo that we had last year, he took the wish list thing like to the extreme. He loved it. And I remember we were walking around Walmart and he was not the easiest kid to shop with.
No.
But we were walking around. He was in the cart. You were pushing him and I was kind of like following behind you. And I just remember him being like, Savannah, put that on my wish list, please. And everything, there were so many things he wanted on his wish list. And it was so funny. Like, what were some of the things he was asking for?
Just random stuff. Like everything we just worked. Like passing by, like some dishware.
Yeah.
Like, I think like a crock pot and like a spoon. And then these other things, rollerblades. I don't think he skates, but he said he wanted that.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, that's what I think he said. Savannah, put those rollerblades on my wish list.
Yeah. He's like, what
please.
Is that?
Yeah.
And we would tell him, okay, I want that on my wish list. And then the biggest thing was a canoe. He wanted that to be on the wish list. Yeah. I'm like, what are you going to do with this one?
So funny.
Oh, man.
It's like he's, I just imagine him doing like a registry, you know?
Yeah.
You could go around with like the little
and
scanner.
And then he asked for bananas to be on the wish list.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that was one of the things we got that. On that day.
Yeah, we're like, you know what? We can get this now.
Yeah.
Your wish came true, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about what's on our wish list. I'm just kidding.
No.
No, we're not.
We're not. But before we get into that, I think two things. I think I like to imagine that people are listening to us while they're making their Thanksgiving plates, dishes, and desserts or turkey. So,
like the food.
The food, yeah.
For a second, I thought you meant like they were making their plate like for dinner, like they were putting their food on it about to eat.
No. But I just want to be the reminder if, you know, you want to check your turkey in the oven to see how, you know, if it's ready to check the temperature, make sure your salts are, you know, are ready to go. Yeah, like your salt shaker, you know, if they're ready to be... ready to go to be put on some foods. Check
that's
the
so
taste.
Specific.
Make sure the taste of certain things are good to go. I don't know. I'm just here to give people some reminders. Anyway, secondly.
But whatever you're doing.
Whatever you're doing.
Welcome.
And then the other thing is I want to talk about is something that we recently discovered, and that is the Miss Hannah's popcorn, gourmet popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And that is located maybe about like less than an hour from here, about like 45 minutes from here, from our place. And it is very delicious. You heard about it through someone from the Little People Big World family. And they're in Oregon and they were raving about this gourmet popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, cool. We've passed by a couple of times. And I was like, sure, like let's go, you know, because you said you wanted to stop by and stuff. So we're like, yeah, let's do it. And it was pretty incredible.
I know.
I was very shocked.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to, like, you know, the popcorn and, but it's mostly the popcorn that we got. So it's either like regular popcorn and then seasoned with something like garlic or whatever. And then the other half of the popcorn they have, or I think most of the popcorn they have is kettle corn based.
Yeah.
And then they have like additional like things in it. Like there's some like peppermint kettle corn. There's some habanero kettle corn. And there's our favorite one that we got, and you got because you were looking at that like online and stuff right before we entered and everything. And it's the birthday cake one.
It's so good.
The birthday cake kettle corn is very delicious. There's a lot of like birthday cake, like frost thing, you know.
Frosting.
And it's very delicious. That's our favorite one.
Yeah, it has frosting and sprinkles, and it has like just a hint of saltiness too.
Yeah.
Which is such a good like flavor combination. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we bought some popcorn, and then we actually had the... On that day that we went to watch The Eternals in theaters, we went and took that popcorn with us. And
yeah, we snuck it in.
We did. And it was delicious.
I know. It was so good.
Very good. So you could shop online, get some Miss Hannah's gourmet popcorn online. Mm-hmm. And it's very good. Highly recommend that. We actually will talk about this later on. But it's very good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And there's so many different flavors. There's like cheesy ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's salty. There's sweet. There's they have one that I'd like to try at some point that's called like All the Things. And it's supposed to be similar to like an everything bagel.
Mm-hmm.
That one looks really good.
Yeah, that's not kettle corn based. That's just regular popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. Looks very good.
It looks really good.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's that little shop, and there's just a ton of popcorn all over. And yeah, they just have like, I don't know, I would say like 20 plus flavors or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So, and then there's a deal that they always do. I think they also have it online where if you buy three popcorns, then you'll get the fourth one free, and it's either between like kettle corn
or just like their like just butter or something.
Buttery salt popcorn. So anyway, that's a new discovery. That's a new Oregon discovery, and I highly recommend that. If you love popcorn, go ahead and look that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah,
that kind of reminds me of the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Really?
Because they actually make popcorn, and they have popcorn for their like Thanksgiving dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
They have popcorn and like buttered toast.
Mmm. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So I feel like that's fitting to talk about.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Some good popcorn and Thanksgiving, you know, around the corner. Yeah. It's pretty good. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it. So I think that we should get down to it.
Okay. Right?
Okay. Yeah. So let's get down to the nitty gritty.
So today we are talking about gift ideas.
Yeah.
We were thinking about, you know, what we wanted to talk about. And we had the idea to talk about, you know, to give you some gift ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Because we try to be really intentional with giving gifts, but sometimes it's really hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very hard to come up with a gift for somebody that is like meaningful, that's unique, something that they don't already have.
Yeah.
Something that they're going to really want and use.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can be really difficult. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely not experts at it by any means, but we wanted to just give some ideas both for ourselves. We want to use these ideas, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then also for anyone listening, I feel like we tried to gather a good roundup of gifts that you might be able to give to different people in your life this year.
Well, yeah, Christmas is around the corner, and that's why we're doing this, and I'm looking forward to it, to talk about these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, we will probably use some of these for us to gift to other people.
Yeah, yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've broken these up into categories. And the first category we have is things for the home.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that we have on the list, I think came to mind easily because it's something that we actually want.
Yeah.
Which not all of these things are. But this is just one thing that we actually have been talking about getting.
Yeah.
Glass straws.
Yeah.
Are very nice. Very good for the environment, And we have found that having glass straws, which we only have one of, literally one, is really nice because it's a lot, you can see, you know, if it's clean or dirty.
I thought you were going to say, because you could see like the stuff coming into the straw, like the liquid.
Oh, like as you're drinking?
As you're drinking it, yeah.
Yeah, that too. If you're drinking a smoothie, you can watch it. Anyway, no, but glass straws are really nice. And I feel like that's something that if you don't need, you're not necessarily going to buy for yourself, but they are really nice to have. And you can get some pretty fancy ones.
Oh, yeah.
So
some fancy glass.
Okay, the second one is beeswrap. This is another great reusable, eco-friendly product that we have used a lot, tried and true from our perspective. And it's a great alternative to like plastic wrap for food storage. And again, it's one of those things that we don't buy like on a regular basis, but it's like, okay, well, we could always use a couple more of them.
Yeah.
And not always. I mean, there's a limited, you don't need tons and tons, but I think that's a really cool gift to give someone that they might not think to buy for themselves.
Right. Yeah. Another thing is stasher bags.
Yeah. So along the same lines.
Yeah. They're pretty good. They're like, instead of Ziploc bags, you have these stasher bags and they are dishwashable. They're pretty good. They're actually microwavable as well.
Yeah.
And they come in handy.
Yeah, like, they're really nice.
You can always use some new ones, you know, some more. Yeah, so they're pretty good.
And yeah.
We actually gifted some people some stasher bags
in
the past for Christmas.
Yeah, and I feel like those first three glass straws, beeswrap, and stasher bags, they sound kind of boring, but I think those are things that are so useful.
Mm-hmm.
And
essential.
Yeah, and they're definitely going to be used. And again, I think there's something that they're not always like needed. So people won't necessarily buy them for themselves.
No.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
that's true.
Okay. The next one is beeswax candles, pure beeswax candles.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like this idea because a lot of candles that you can buy from most places, have artificial fragrance in it. And that's not the best thing to be like breathing in. But if you have somebody on your Christmas list who still loves the like aesthetic and coziness of a candle, giving a set of beeswax candles is really a great alternative to regular like toxic candles.
Right. Yeah. The next one is prints and frame.
The reason I put this on the list is I got this idea from somebody who was talking about buying some prints online and then just changing out the prints that she has in her home kind of throughout the year as like a very simple way to sort of decorate with the seasons, or just if they want to change up the decor in their home. It doesn't really take a lot of thought. You're just switching out like the print.
Yeah.
So I thought this would be a cool idea to give to somebody if you know sort of their style or things that they like, to gift them a few different prints, maybe from like Etsy or another online shop, and then like one frame or two frames, and give them the option of sort of like mixing and matching or whatever prints they want to put up. And I thought that could be cool. And then that also gives them the opportunity to buy other prints in the future.
I like
to
that.
Switch out. Yeah. I think it's a cool idea.
That's a good idea. Having multiple like prints and then one frame or whatever.
Yeah.
And having them switched out throughout the year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly. Okay, my next category is Christmas tree ornaments. And I really like this idea.
Simple.
It's simple, but it's something that you don't really get that often.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I haven't given or received a lot of Christmas tree ornaments in my life.
Same here.
And so I think that can be a good gift to give, especially to somebody who's maybe like newly married or just moved out on their own, so they don't have like a big stash of Christmas ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
That could be something that could be really cool. So some ideas for that. I was looking on Etsy and there are a lot of personalized Christmas ornaments that you can get that aren't like super cheesy looking. There's some that are really nice, like classy looking, where you could get, you know, somebody's name on there or like a pet's name, or there's lots of different ideas, tons of different cute, like small shops on Etsy where you can get different personalized ornaments, also really pretty hand-painted or handmade ornaments. I was looking at some really pretty ones that were on like a small little wooden, like wood round, you know, and then it was painted that's on there cool. like a little nativity scene.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Cute.
Another idea is something that we did a couple times is we had this clear ornament and we put, like, we wrote little notes like to each other and we put it inside the little ornament and you could see the little note to there.
Yeah.
And one thing you could do is you could do that. And then the next Christmas, you could break that ornament and read the letter.
That's true.
Or like give someone that ornament, like a clear ornament, like bulb, and with a little note and say you can't open it until next year.
Yeah.
And then boom,
there's a note. I like that idea.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or it could be money or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get those just clear plastic ornaments and then make your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Another idea for ornaments is something to remind the person of something you guys did together that year.
Yeah.
Like a trip you went on or just something fun that you did together. Or it could also be something related to a fandom that they're in or just something they like, like a sports team. And I think that's a nice, subtle, like, way for them to have a little nod to that thing if they don't want to be, like, wearing it or having it on their walls or whatever. A little ornament is a nice little... little nod.
Yeah. And also Hallmark ornaments are pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty awesome and they could be a little expensive, but they are really well done.
Yeah, really high quality.
Very high quality, the design of it, and there's a ton of them, like as far as like different like themed and fandom ornaments, and they're just pretty cool to look at. So yeah, Hallmark has a pretty solid stuff there too. So
yeah, if you haven't been in a Hallmark in a while to look at their ornaments, definitely check it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, the next category is books.
Mm-hmm.
Books are pretty good. Actually, we were talking about this yesterday. We were thinking about like a gift idea and you came up with a book. And I was just going to say like, yeah, like books are pretty cool to give.
Yeah.
Like, they could read it or not read it, and if they do read it, if they're done with it, then they could pass it along to someone else or keep it in their bookshelf, and doesn't take a lot of space, and it's, you know, knowledge, you know? So it's pretty cool to gift someone knowledge, you know?
Totally. So obviously this one depends a lot on the person. We wanted to give a few book recommendations. Of course, this will have to do a lot with the person that you're giving it to. But here are some books that we have really enjoyed a lot. So throwback to last week, we have on this list Project 333.
Shout out.
By Courtney Carver. And that would be a great one for the budding minimalist in your life.
Or you want to give someone a hint. Here you go. You got to declutter some stuff, my friend.
Yeah. Okay. Or I also talked about this one last week, is The More of Less by Joshua Becker, which I'm, like I said, a third of the way through.
So you could only recommend a third.
Yes. Of that, but so far it's very good. A parenting book that we've talked about before that we love, which I think would be a really good gift, is How to Talk So Little Kids Will Listen.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the author's name, but obviously that's a pretty unique book title. So
yeah, just and then also Google there's a sequel to that book. Like there's another book to that, and it talks about like how to deal with like emotions and feelings.
Yeah.
Which you gifted that to me on our 30-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty excited to read that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that book we took a lot from, and that's where we got the whole wish list idea. And so that's a really good book for a parent, especially of young children.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, talking back to purity culture would be a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, which we'll get to that next week.
We will.
Two books that I talked about, I think, like a year ago, but I still think are amazing, amazing books, kind of for anybody. Everybody Always by Bob Goff. And then To Hell with the Hustle by Jefferson Bethke.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those books were super good. I would put in like the life-changing category.
Really?
And I really want to read both of them again. Jefferson Bethke actually has a new book coming out soon about family. Or it is out. But I'm really excited to read that one as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, To Hell with the Hustle was really, really good. I can't think of anybody who that book would not be good for.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So good. The last book I have on here is The Magnolia Cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
I have the first one, because I know that she came out with a volume two.
Volume two, yeah.
And we got this, I think, for our wedding.
Yeah.
And for a long time, it kind of just sat on the shelf. And then I finally started, like, really using it.
Yeah.
And I have loved it. Every mm-hmm. recipe that I've tried, mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And they're very kind of simple and, like, basic recipes, but they're really good.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I've done a couple of things there. We actually did one of the things there from that book. It was the jalapeno, canning jalapenos.
Oh, yeah.
With carrots. Mm-hmm. And I think you could also do onions there.
Yeah.
But we did that and we canned it and we had like a handful of cans of jalapenos. It's sliced jalapenos and they were very delicious, very spicy.
Yeah.
And it was very cool to do that, like pickled jalapenos. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we recommend all these books. They're pretty good. And another book that we have read together and you have read on your own, but I could recommend like half of the book, but I know that you could fully recommend it. And it's called, remind me of the name of this. It's
my favorite book?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Death by Living.
Death by Living is really good. Mm-hmm. I really recommend that one. Half of the book so far for me.
Yeah, but that's by N.D. Wilson. And that is my favorite book of all time. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah, so I think books in general, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and I think also for thinking about for kids, I think a book on something that they're interested in, like an informational book, like about dinosaurs or about dog breeds or trains or whatever they're interested in, I think that's really cool to have like a physical, nice book with the pictures there for them to look through.
Right.
Something like that would be really cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, next we have sort of a random category, but it's sort of like food and drink related, mm-hmm. I guess you could say.
The first thing is hydro flasks.
Yeah.
We have a ton of these. Well, not a ton, but we have a couple of these. And we have a mug one. We have a tumbler one. We have a water bottle one. And they're pretty good. Like they are, we highly recommend that. They work really good. Like they keeps your drinks hot or cold. We were surprised like how sometimes we would leave the water bottle one in the car and it would get super hot, like, you know, during the summer, and they would still have ice in it.
Yeah.
And it would be very cold. Like, mm-hmm. it's pretty crazy how it works. And so we recommend those. You can't go wrong with these hydro flasks. They have a lot of like different things, like for like wine, for beer, for going out and about, like having like, I think it's like a 2 gallon one. It's pretty big, and they have other things. And again, we recommend that. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's nice because you can kind of customize it to what that person would want. Like, I think that the coffee mug one is so nice because it's an actual, like the shape of a regular coffee mug with like the handle and everything, but it has a lid and it just keeps your coffee so hot. Like just for around the house, and then also if you're taking it out.
Yeah.
And I think the tumbler also is super nice for just drinking water around the house. Mm-hmm. Those are really nice. And depending on the person, I think there's kind of something for everyone there, and so many color choices as well.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
The next idea we had was buying some like fancy, more like bougie tea or coffee for somebody.
Yeah.
Because again, I think this is something that you wouldn't necessarily buy for yourself. It's like the best or like a nice or exotic type of coffee or tea.
Yeah.
But that could be something that would make a great gift. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of times we're like in the coffee aisle and seeing all these different like coffees that might be more expensive or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes we'll try it, and then sometimes we're like, well, we should probably go with the like cheaper one.
Yeah.
But that I think would make a really cool gift.
Totally. Yeah. I love coffee, and so like getting some whole beans or grounded beans, I think it's pretty cool to have, you know. And so I think you can't go wrong with that if you have people that love coffee or tea in your life, and so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And next up, we have the Miss Hannah's Gourmet Popcorn that we talked about like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And again, we recommend this. Like, I think you can't go wrong with food and snacks and stuff. And I think that if people like popcorn or kettle corn, do it. Like, we recommend the birthday cake one. I actually did not like, I was very skeptical about that one since I don't like birthday cake.
That's not like the kind of flavor stuff you would go for. Yeah.
No. So when you said, I want that, I'm like, okay, let's do it. But then as soon as I tried it, I was like, wait a minute, this is like very different than a birthday cake. It is birthday cake flavor, but it's very different.
Actually, you know what I think it tastes like? I think it tastes like those. Did we already talk about this? I can't remember. Those like animal cookies. Animal,
yeah. And you were going to say that.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like.
A little bit, but yeah. Better. But better, yeah.
Also because it has the sprinkles on it.
And the salt, yeah.
But I think this is a great gift for the person who has everything and who's like very mm-hmm. hard to shop for. Mm-hmm. And if they're not a popcorn fan, then find something else that's like a, you know, a food item or something.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like they're always, you're always going to need more food.
That's true. Ferrero Rocher chocolates are really yeah. good. They're the best. Like getting just like what, 24 pack or whatever, you know, the big size one. It's pretty yeah. good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next category is photos. And we have a few different ideas here. Again, going back to Etsy, there are some cute ideas on Etsy for different ways to give someone like a photo album. I saw one thing, which I thought was mm-hmm. very funny, was like a super miniature photo album. Like it was maybe like 2 inches tall.
Uh-huh.
And it was a little leather book that you could flip through, and you send in pictures, and then yeah. they create this little thing for you. I thought it was kind of funny and cool.
That's crazy.
But yeah, Etsy has a lot of different ways that you could give someone a picture or a photo album or something.
Mm.
Also, chat books. I've never used, but I've seen and heard really good things about yeah. that company.
Uh-huh.
Again, you send in your pictures, and they will send you like a hard copy of like a physical book. It kind of looks like a coffee table style book.
Yeah.
And it could be like of your wedding day or of a vacation you went on or something like that.
That's cool.
I think those are really cool and would make an amazing gift.
Yeah.
And then the last one for photos is the company called Fracture.
Mm-hmm.
Their website is called like Fracture Me.
Mm-hmm.
And they make beautiful prints of photographs that are very minimal looking
mm-hmm.
Because it's printed directly onto glass.
Yeah.
And you just hang it on your wall, and it just, there's no frame, there's no like border or anything. It's just yeah. like your photo printed on glass, and it looks really pretty.
Yeah. The next category is projects. Mm-hmm. So I think you can't go wrong with these. So the first thing we have here is Legos. I think Legos are not just for kids. They're also for like adults. There's a lot of cool things out there now. And especially right now in this time, they're releasing really cool things mm-hmm. like a bouquet of flowers. They're pretty cool. So
yeah,
Legos are pretty good. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, I think especially for kids, we like to think about things we can get them that are going to be an activity.
Yeah.
Not just something to play with, but kind of something that they get to like create and participate in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're pretty cool.
So another idea with that was, which could be for an adult or a child, mm-hmm. would be a craft kit, like needlepoint. They have really simple, like for beginner, needlepoint crafting kits.
Yeah.
Also, this is a kind of random one, but our kiddo got She got a craft kit that was to make your own little stuffed animal. It kind of looked like a little hamster.
Yeah.
And when we were opening it, I didn't even realize that it was a kit. I thought it was just the toy in there.
Mm.
So when we opened it up, I was like, what is this? But it was very cool. It was just like this little naked frame.
Yeah.
And then you got to choose the colors of the fur that you wanted.
Yeah.
And you use this little like...
needle?
Kind of like, yeah, almost like a crochet hook
yeah.
type of tool to poke in the fur. And then you can use scissors and like trim it the way you want.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And she mm-hmm. spent a lot of time like making it the way that she wanted to.
Yeah.
So things like that I think are really cool because then you get the item, but then you also got to like have a hand in creating it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got also paint by numbers and sticker by numbers. Those are things that, you know, there's numbers and they're tells you what to fill in, you know, what kind of sticker, what kind of color to paint.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty cool. I think that they're also really like relaxing and
yeah.
it just keeps your brain at rest and it's pretty calming and pretty cool.
Yeah. And they have paint by numbers for adults as well that mm-hmm. are really like in depth. And I've been wanting to try one actually. They seem pretty cool.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen the sticker by numbers books, those are great for kids and for like a car ride or something like that.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty good.
Yeah. They're mm-hmm. really nice. So as you can imagine, it's the same idea as paint by numbers, but it's little stickers. And so you peel it off and then you stick it into the correct spot and it makes a picture.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then last in this is just a simple coloring book, which I think could be obviously great for kids, but there are some really cool adult coloring books out there as well.
Yeah. When I mentioned the whole ornament and writing a little letter there, you could also like do like a scavenger hunt or something. And I think scavenger hunts are pretty cool. Like you could either create one or you could also buy already like a book with scavenger hunt type of thing or things or like challenges. Like I know there's a book, it's kind of like a venture book and you scratch off certain things and tells you like, here's a challenge for the day.
Oh yeah.
Like here's 30 minutes to do this thing, like go to a city and do this thing. It's very kind of generic and it's like easy for you to do that type of challenge or scavenger hunt in your like home or mm-hmm. outside of your house. And I'm forgetting the name of this one that I'm thinking about. I know that you were looking at it like a while ago.
It's called Adventure Challenge.
Yeah, Adventure Challenge is pretty good. It's a cool book and there's just a lot of things there that you can just do with like, you know, with someone or by yourself. There's certain things. So I think that's a cool gift. Like the treasure hunt type of like challenge gift, I think it's pretty cool to do, you know?
Yeah. Okay, our next category is nostalgic gifts. And this could be, I feel like this could work two ways. You could either give this gift to somebody who the gift is nostalgic for them.
Yeah.
So like somebody in my life who used to play with Lincoln Logs all the time.
Yeah.
I actually gave them these like miniature Lincoln Logs.
Uh-huh.
And so it was kind of like a nostalgic like throwback to their childhood.
Right.
But and so that's one way that you could give a nostalgic gift is like as a memory.
Mm-hmm.
But then also I think nostalgic gifts are great to some of them to give to kids.
Yeah.
Some of the things that we grew up playing with as kids.
Right.
To now get to see our own kids play with them.
Yeah.
And just because they're older it doesn't mean that they're not like fun anymore.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I came up with a I think most of these, yeah, all of these things. And I was just thinking about like my toys that I played with in the 90s.
Yeah.
They still are like good toys to have today. Mm-hmm. And I think that in the world of like the 21st century, like technology, toys and, you know, just screens and all that stuff, I think that it's cool to kind of just go back to the basics and have simple toys that are not really like toys that don't really require batteries
yeah.
or like a screen or anything. Mm-hmm. And so I think these are pretty cool. So I have here yo-yo. I think you can't go wrong with a yo-yo. And I think that like I would definitely want a yo-yo. Like I think it's pretty fun.
Now?
It's simple. Yeah. Super fun, super simple, especially the ones that kind of like the ones that kind of are just made out of wood or, you know, plastic ones or some of that light up. I think they're pretty nice.
Yeah.
You can also learn some tricks.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
Yeah. Also, speaking of that, I'm thinking about kite. I think kites are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need more kites out there.
Yeah.
We do.
You know what that reminds me of? Actually, the yo-yo. I love those, like, I don't know even what it's called, but it's on, like, a track. And it's almost like a, you know the thing I'm talking about that goes like this?
Oh, yeah, with the little ball?
It's hard to describe, though, if you can't see me. But it's, like, it's on a track, and there's, like, a... It almost is like a top, but turned sideways.
Yeah.
And it's magnetic, and it connects to the track.
Yeah.
And then you kind of do like this back and forth motion with your arm, and it makes it spin
like a saw motion with your arm. Yeah.
And it makes the top like spin up and down the track, and it's just so like relaxing and mesmerizing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about, since I was talking about yo-yos, I was thinking about like having like a magic trick kit or something like that for your kid, like learning how to do magic, you know, simple things.
That's good. Yeah
I think that's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I think I'm very excited to talk about this one, the Viewmaster.
Yeah.
Big throwback, right? I think the Viewmaster, it was like the predecessor to, well,
VR.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, pretty much, right? And it's pretty cool. Like it's pretty awesome. All you need is just like sunlight or just the light, I think, you know, and
yeah.
you have to look up and look at the things and just like switch the scenery. And I used to have one and I thought they were pretty cool.
Me too.
Like I had one about Toy Story 1.
Okay. Yeah.
And then had another one about like, I think like nature or animals.
Oh
yeah. So they're pretty awesome. I think that kids were really like that, you know,
they really are cool.
Yeah. Especially the kids that are not exposed to a lot of like, you know, movies and screen time and stuff. I think that those are pretty nice to have.
Yeah.
And then Tamagotchi, even though this does run on battery, I think Tamagotchis are pretty little nice little things, you know, to have around. I mean, I never had one, but you did, right?
Yeah, I loved mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marbles. Marbles. All you need is just marbles and dirt. That's all you need. Like, that's the only thing you need. And that's it. You just need to make a hole on the ground and you play marbles, and there's different games and with marbles, but I am so excited to have marbles in my life or on the kids here and stuff, like really? Just teach them how to play, because it's super simple. You don't need anything except for just, you know, just go down on the dirt and like play with marbles, you know.
Yeah, I think for some kids also collecting marbles is really fun.
Yeah,
and finding like really good ones.
Mm-hmm. That was something that some of my classmates used to do, like,
oh, yeah,
have some pretty cool shiny marbles and just have like a little like box full of marble collection stuff. And yeah, I think it's pretty nice. And the last thing here is Skip It. Skip It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you tie that little sucker on around your ankle and just like, you know, skip. Yeah. That's all you need. Oh, yeah,
I did that all the time.
Yeah.
If you have the one with the counter.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's pretty nice. Record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So certain like 90s like toys or 80s toy stuff or something that's kind of simple like that, that doesn't require a lot of like things, you know, to add to that item. I think it's pretty nice and simple. Yeah. It's like, I think, entertaining. I think there's little things like that for anybody. Like, doesn't matter if you're an adult or young, you know, I think it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then our last category here is non-physical gifts. And some of these, I'm sure, you know, you've probably thought of before, but then I think we also have some that maybe you haven't thought of.
Yeah.
So we have concert tickets or sporting event tickets, which I think are great.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know the person, you know what they like, I mean, you can't really go wrong with that.
Yeah, totally.
Disneyland tickets, if you want to spend the big bucks.
Or like another amusement park, you know, ticket.
No, it has to be Disneyland. I'm just kidding. But yeah, totally. Another theme park, especially if you can get tickets that could be redeemed like anytime during the year or something mm-hmm. like that. Like that would mm-hmm. be, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Also subscription. So think about, you know, a subscription to different services that you could gift someone for like a month or 3 months or a year. Whether that's like Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, you know, like a streaming one, Spotify.
Yeah, and I think that outside of like streaming services, I think there's other things out there like monthly, I don't know, subscription to a place in your town or city.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you were also saying like online gaming.
Oh, yes. Online gaming stuff like on PlayStation, Xbox, or on the computer, your PC or Nintendo. There's all that stuff. You know, either a year or a month subscription. Can't go wrong with that kind of thing.
Yeah. Another idea is a class, whether that's online or in person. Going back to subscriptions, is there's also like Skillshare is an online platform where you can take classes mm-hmm. on tons of different things.
Yeah.
And so you could buy a subscription to that, but also just buying like an individual class online or in person for, you know, art or cooking or something that they're passionate about, photography, you know, mm-hmm. anything like that would mm-hmm. be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Then a trip. So like buying some plane tickets or planning a road trip of some sort, you know, and having them go by themselves or you joining them.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, I want to say don't underestimate the gift card. I think gift cards get a bad reputation because they're seen as very non-personal, but I think there's a way that you can make it personal by making it more specific.
Mm-hmm.
So something that you couldn't necessarily give to somebody like on Christmas Day, but that they could enjoy later. Like even if you know this person likes Starbucks, I'm sure they would love a Starbucks gift card or a Dutch Bros gift card or Crumble Cookies or their favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something that is going to bring them a lot of joy down the road.
Yeah. Also like Bass Pro Shop.
Oh yeah. You wanted to be sure to mention that.
Yeah. There has to be somewhere out there, someone listening to this that loves Bass Pro Shop and can't go wrong with that.
Like, Bass Pro Shop is pretty cool.
Yeah. I was going to say it's pretty nice.
It is.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
You took me there on a date one time.
Yeah, it was pretty nice, right? The tank and stuff. The fish.
Yeah, that tank.
That tank, man, is pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so I think that there's a lot of good stuff. A lot of good gifts, stuff out there. And so, yeah, that's pretty much, that's brings us to the end of our list.
Yeah, so if you use any of these ideas this Christmas season, please let us know. We would love to know if we sparked an idea for you.
Or inspired a new idea.
Yeah. If you have new ideas that you want to share as well, let us know.
Yeah. Also, I want to say as a minimalist, I think that you can't go wrong with like asking someone what do they want.
Right.
I think that that's something that it's kind of like very hard, but I think that's very cool to like think about, well, you know what, like instead of giving you something that I'm not sure if you're gonna want or like, why not just ask you what do you want, and that way I know I'm gonna get you something that you're gonna use, love, something that's very, you know, essential, whatever it is, like what is it. And I think that's pretty nice, like just ask.
Oh, exactly. I think they're especially if there's somebody who you do feel like is harder to shop for, or who doesn't like a lot of things in their house or a lot of clutter, ask them. Or if you want to be more sneaky about it, ask like someone they live with for an idea. And but there's nothing wrong with asking the person, and it's still going to be, even if it is something they specifically asked for, I think the fact that you are getting it for them, that you put in that thought and effort and time, it's still going to be meaningful. And then it's also going to be something that you know they're going to love and use.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I just want to make sure that we didn't leave without saying that kind of thing. You know?
That's
so
true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. Thank you guys for listening to these ideas. Again, hopefully it was helpful and maybe sparked a little idea for you. You can get in contact with us on Facebook or Instagram at The Pulidos. Or also you can email us at thepulidospodcast@gmail.com. Next week, we've been talking about it a lot. We're so excited to finally be talking about Talking Back to Purity Culture. So you still have time to listen to it if you want to, or read it if you want to. But if not, if you don't read it, I think that you'll still get a ton out of just listening to the episode and hearing our thoughts on it.
Yeah.
So super excited for that.
Yeah.
And also if you did like this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend who might also get some use out of these ideas.
And as Winnie the Pooh says, Christmas is a togethery sort of holiday. See you next time.
Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Audie, and we're the Pulidos. This thing.
Why are you doing that hand motion? Oh my gosh. Okay, there we go. Anyway, I'm scared about what this means for the rest of the episode.
Okay, I think about it.
Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Audie, and we're the Pulidos. Okay.
Here talking about simplifying.
No,
our life.
Say that again.
No, I just think we should leave it like this.
Okay. Say it again.
We're here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
And today we're here to talk about...
What?
I don't know. Wait. And today we're talking about Christmas gifts.